Look, myself, Alistair from Aspire Church, Nelson, I'm the associate pastor here. Also have five children. I'm married, a couple of dogs and a cat, just throw that in there. Also an itinerant minister, travel when I can. I got a few notes here. I'll just pull this together as best I can, but just really felt that through these challenging times, I really got the word that we carry the heart of restoration, recovery, and replenishment. As I prayed this, I got this picture of clouds in the sky and them parting, and the words, "These are the days of refreshing. They are coming. We are the carriers of this refreshing." But the Lord was saying to me, as the church, we need to act the way we want to see things happen, not to react to what we're seeing. Wisdom will guide us in these days, but we must carry this heart of refreshing. I got the words that the Lord will give back what was taken and restore with increase that which has been lost. There are those that have spent much, lost much, and poured out with tears, but these things are not to be counted as loss, but investment. I see a great return coming. Psalms 126:5, those who sow in tears will reap with songs of joy. Those who go out with weeping, carrying seed to sow, will return with songs of joy, carrying sheaves with them. As I prayed this, I heard the words again. We carry the heart of recovery, restoration, and replenishment for broken hearts. I felt that there had been battles in houses among families, divisions, and strife within the church, but these dead ends will give way to a rich and spacious place. You have felt under fire in faith, under fire in your marriages, under fire in your jobs. But the Lord says the battle that became upon you, that you felt within you, has only served to strengthen you and increase you and make you ready for the coming days. Where you have endured to keep the rules, a giving away will take place to a new rising. This is a time of broadening the tent pegs. Do not hold back. Lengthen your cords, strengthen your stakes. I saw a great resetting happening across the church. The scripture Isaiah 52:2 came to me. Arise and shake off your dust. This was actually a prophetic picture of the church actually coming out under a cover of like ashes over them and standing up and making a choice. No, we will arise and shake this off. This will be a demonstration to many. But with here, I actually was in prayer and I saw a wall being erected, a great wall, where there had been a formerly dash wall, stones cast down, pretty much a picture of everything being thrown to the wind. But now a spirit of Nehemiah will arise to build and guide with you, where wisdom and deep Holy Spirit will lead you in a time of restoration. I'm speaking to the church, restoration and rebuilding. No Sanballat nor Tobiah will stand in the way of this rebuild. It's time to open your eyes to the new vision. I got specifically the new vision. We can't look back to what the church was before. The Lord says, I am actually rebuilding something new. Open your ears to the new cry that I'm calling out. There has been a change. Full change of garments is being presented to you. New shoes, new places for you to walk. I'm leading you in new territory that will require you to walk in a new way. I also got the words that there were many who would say, now is not the time, this is not the moment. And I felt the Lord say, do not cast this opportunity to another day. Don't seek to push out for another day. But the Lord says, I am saying, I'm bringing into your hand something that you did not plan for, a door you did not expect. Time to trust me and cast off earthly restraint to receive heavenly restoration. I got the scripture 1 Thessalonians 5:19-21, which says, do not quench the spirit. Do not despise the prophetic utterance, but test all things and hold fast to that which is good. And I saw a great testing happening across the nation and the churches and just starting to really test, sending their people out with permission to test the ground to see where God is moving in new and fresh ways. I then saw a flame drop from heaven, land on the floor. It was a small flame, and I got the words, it's time for a fresh fire to fall, but we steward that fire. This fire will spread as a time of recovery across this nation and the nations. Where it has looked as though evil has battled and won, I will turn it back, says the Lord. It's time for the fire of healing to take place and a repairing to be established among the nations. We are not to hunker down for another storm, but we are to be prepared with wisdom for the healing we're called to bring. For the foundations are being reset and rebuilt again. Boldness is going to be the key for the season. Wisdom and boldness, seeking him in boldness, be bold in leaning into him, bold in recovery, boldness in connecting with those around you. I felt that the church cannot shut its doors. We must do the opposite. We must open them in every way in which we can. Isaiah 58:8 to finish up, then the light will break like the dawn and your recovery will speedily spring forth and your righteousness will go before you and the glory of the Lord will be your rear guard. As I prayed this, I saw many coming back to the Lord. I saw many people that were in the faith that have walked away from the Lord and there are new salvations, but very, very much as these connections and new ways of walking were taking place, I saw many who were once in the church restored to the house of the Lord again with fresh vigor. Thank you.
Oh, very good. Very good. Sorry, the sound was a little bit glitchy on that. I think it was his Wi-Fi when he was actually sharing with us, but it was still worth having, wasn't it? Absolutely. Now, it's my honour to be able to welcome Jill Smith to come and share. Jill and her husband, Don, were senior leaders of the Uplift Church in Pukekohe. And you minister in so many ways. You have so many gifts going. I mean, you're an art therapist. You're a prophet in the nation. You're a writer. And Jill, here we are, honoured to be able to have you here and hear from you this morning. So thank you so much. We so welcome you and what you want to bring.
G'day. Isn't it great to be here? Great to be in this moment and in this space and flowing together with what God's doing. So much that others have shared so far I've heard and the Lord's been sharing with me as well. But for this morning, I just want to share one thing. A couple of weeks ago, I was in church and I saw the Lord arise over Aotearoa like a mighty eagle. As I saw him, you know, wings stretched out, covering the entire nation, it was the revelation of the Lord who is the Lord of hosts, the God of all, the Lord of armies, the one who got it sorted, the one who knows it all, and the one who soars above, the ruler of everything. You get what I mean? It's that revelation of the beautiful Lord who has accomplished all that needs to be done for the salvation and the transformation and the healing of the nations. Yeah. And I saw him arising like that over our nation. And then, there was just that sense of rest and yet victory. The warrior king is on the move. And then the kind of image shifted and I saw him and heard his passionate heart's cry. That scripture that says, O Jerusalem, how I long to gather you. And I saw the Lord like a mother hen with his wings outstretched to gather and to draw in and to heal and to comfort and to minister and to welcome home his people, his children, everyone who's suffering, everyone who's lost, you know, the nation. Actually, it's not about nations. It's not about territories and all these prophetic things we say, but it's the fact that the eagle king has arisen over territories as the deliverer because he's the mother hen who longs for, who has died for, who has poured out his heart and his love and his life for one reason, to gather his babies back home, to be the mother, to be the nurturer, to be the one who creates wholeness and healing and safety and protection for his bubs. that's like the word of the Lord for us is, let me be your mighty warrior. I have been your mighty warrior. I've arisen over the territory of your life, of your bloodline, of your generations to bring deliverance to you and your babies. I've arisen with ultimate and unassailable authority because I love you. I've come to extend my loving wings around you and to bring you home. And I, you know, God wants to be that to us and for us again. The church, each of us individually, heal us. Cause us to rest in everything He is and all He's already done. And out of that, He's saying to us, let me manifest both those aspects of who I am in the world. Come on, arise and express my authority, my government in the heavenlies through prayer, prophetic kind of action. But with the world, come and extend your love and reveal my face as the nurturer and the loving restorer who gathers you home to make you whole. The applications of both those revelations of who God is are diverse. Wisdom and strategies coming from heaven to manifest what God wants to pour out of Himself in those different ways right now. And there's lots of prophetic understanding around that. I just wanted to share that. And I believe God wants to minister to you guys today in both those ways, and to me, that we will go and bring Him and be Him in the world. Amen.
Thank you, Jill. Thank you. Amen. Amen. All right. We have got Heather Gallery up next. Heather is a prophet and evangelist in this house. She leads Targets Ablaze Ministry, and we're just so looking forward to hearing from you.
Maureen, everyone, I am going to be good and read what I asked God for a word. Look, Lynn's smiling. I'm going to read what God gave me when I pretty much told Him I had nothing to bring to the table. So He said, get a pen. And this is what happened. So this is from early January. Okay. There's going to be hardship, and my people are going to grow spiritual muscle and walk through doors of victory because of it. There will be supernatural provision like never before because it's not been needed before. Out of this will come great joy and unity among my bride that will overflow into the community all over Aotearoa. Denominational lines will be crossed and the church will rise up together and hold hands in the spirit for the sake of the nation and for the lost. Because of this new unusual unity, a cloud of my glory will begin to rest over Aotearoa that will be seen by the rest of the world. Many will begin to come home from all over the planet, especially prodigal children and their families. This is going to cause an eruption of celebration that will take the church across the line of disbelief because of hope deferred. Newness will be released all over the nation. Newness of thinking, newness in circumstances, newness in enterprises and relationships. Relationships among the church will begin to go through a love revolution, where believers will prefer and promote others above themselves in a whole new, fresh, selfless way. This will result in my favor being unleashed on my bride like never before. These are days of great favor. Behold, I'm doing a very new thing.
Thank you, Heather. Amen. All right, where's Vicky? Vicky Trustrom, come on up. Vicky is itinerant minister based here at Living Waters Christian Centre. She's ministered here in New Zealand and overseas. It was about 18 years, was it? You were into Germany? Yeah, so we just welcome you and hear what God is showing you.
Thank you. All right. The teacher in me has so many points I'd love to pull out of what the Lord's speaking, but I'm going to stick to the paper, Lynn. Lynn's a good teacher. That's what I'm trying to say. We honour her for the way she challenges and equips us to craft our words. Actually, the Lord's words. So can you see me or do I need to come out here? I'm always aware of that. So, I'll just stand out here so you can see me. It's all right. Otherwise, that's it. Anyway, the word, I started praying in December about this, and I just kept getting one word, erupt. And I thought, Lord, we've had enough earthquakes and other things. And I kind of deferred. But then I looked up what erupt means. And yes, one of the meanings in the Oxford is volcanoes erupting. But another one is this: break out suddenly and dramatically. And this is the sense that I had for this word that the Lord was giving. And this is it. Where the enemy is bringing and has brought disruption, I am about to bring an eruption. What the enemy has done to disrupt everything, stand firm and prepare, because I am, and it's the I am that we have in Scripture, I am about to erupt. I'm going to erupt with life, erupt with miracles, erupt with visions, erupt with divine encounters, deliverance, healings, and a turning. These things are about to increase and erupt. And with that eruption, there will be a great turning of people to me in repentance, and in their repentance, lives will be changed. A turning to walking in righteousness and righteous deeds, with an increase in signs and wonders. People transformed with fresh hope after a deluge of hopelessness. When I called Lazarus forth, he erupted into life. And that is what I desire now. Sadly, there are many walking like the walking dead, going through the motions but with no hope, no purpose, and their attention drawn by the disruptions that the enemy has wrought. But as I spoke to Lazarus, so you too will speak their name and say, come forth, and life will erupt in them. People will be astonished, and you will declare it is Jesus drawing them into the life of the Father, just as I've also drawn you into him. I call you into life, an abundance of overflowing joy to impact those around you, so all will see I am the Lord who saves, who delivers, who frees, and keeps my promises. The striving you have felt deep inside you is the arousing of your spirit to erupt with joy, passion, and unwavering faith in these days. There was two scriptures I got. Isaiah 42, 5 to 9. This is what the Lord says, who created the heavens and stretched them out, who spread forth the earth and that which comes from it, who gives breath to the people on it and spirit to those who walk on it. I, the Lord, have called you in righteousness. I will hold your hand. I will keep you and give you as a covenant to the people, as a light to the Gentiles, to open blind eyes, to bring out prisoners from the prison, those who sit in darkness from the prison house. I am the Lord, that is my name, and my glory I will give to no other, nor my praise to any carved images. Key point here, verse 9. Behold, the former things have come to pass, and new things I declare. Before they spring up, I tell you of them. Second scripture, Isaiah 57, 14 to 15, in the complete Jewish Bible. Then he will say, keep building. Keep building. Clear the way. Remove everything blocking my people's path. For thus says the high and exalted one who lives forever and whose name is holy. I live in the high and holy place, but also with the broken and the humble. And here's what he's going to do. In order to revive and refresh the spirit of the humble and revive the hearts of the broken ones. Be ready and prepare now. Now, I put on the top of this, this is a word for the church in New Zealand, but it's actually a word for each one of us. Like Jill said just before, go and be him in the world. This is for all of us.
Thank you, Vicky. Very good. And Rob, thank you so much for backing the prophets. And I just want to thank again the worship team. Thank you, Rob. Just the sound people, projection. They're just a team, Simone, that makes something like this happen. Without them, we would be sunk. Apart from Jesus, of course. But really, guys, you really just helped pull this all together for us. So thank you so very, very much. Now is a great privilege to be able to welcome Colleen Vivege with up here next. Absolutely, Colleen and her husband, the senior leaders of Every Nation Church in Christchurch here. She is a powerful prophet and a teacher, I'd say. You will notice that every one of these prophets have got different gifting mixes. And we're not all out of the same cookie cutter molds at all. And that's a good thing. That's a healthy thing, a wonderful thing. And so, you know, if you were coming and expecting to hear the same thing over and over again, well, you know, you might be disappointed. But I hope that you've enjoyed the variety and you hear the sound of the Lord come from different angles, different aspects, different highlights, different emphases, and I just find it absolutely wonderful. So I'm going to hand over to you now, Colleen. That'd be fabulous. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Janet. I do so appreciate and honour Janet and Wes. And, you know, yesterday as I was driving here, I just thought, how awesome this is to actually be together. And then the other thing that really struck me was what a responsibility. What a responsibility we have at a time like this. Because every time there's war and challenges, and we know this in Bible times, God raises up prophets. And he raises up the prophetic for us to speak. What a responsibility. And so I felt that. So I'm totally aware that I'm terribly human. And I said to the Lord, you know, I just don't want to speak human. I just need to hear divine. And I was really impacted, Lorinda, by what you said this morning when you stood up here and you said, I need to lay down my story because God is weaving something. And it just hit me. And I thought, I need to lay down my story, you know. And my story is that I came here 22 years ago from a land that I love, that is full of the raging fire of revival, what I experienced. And I need to lay down my story. And I think I'm standing here, you know, as others who've immigrated and come here from other nations. And we need to lay down our story. And then I felt God say, it's not just going to be left down there, it's going to be weaved in. And God is doing a new thing in this generation, and he's weaving us in together. And I felt the other thing God said to me is that as he's weaving us in together, we have the same. We're desiring the same. We're speaking the same. We're crying out for the same. We all want revival. We all love this land. And our love for this land is not a competition. I thought I heard the Lord say, it's time for sons and mothers to cheer on the next generation. And even in this season, in this time, he's raising up sons and mothers, fathers and mothers. He's restoring fathers and mothers for us to cheer on the Lorindas. So I'm terribly touched by the fact that, you know, every time somebody shared something yesterday and even today, God has been saying the same thing. And it feels like, you know, I remember the years where you'd go into another church and you'd feel like you sang a different song. Even the rhythm was different. So you kind of struggled to actually get in rhythm. But there's a rhythm. There's a sound. There's a song that's been released that's the same that we sense all belong. And I'm not sure if you're going to play the video that was the two videos from yesterday of the two guys from Australia. You're doing it a different time, but I just feel like, and I'm not going to share exactly what I shared yesterday because I just feel this is on my heart. That, you know, before we got on the plane, we were sent out to come to New Zealand to plant a church, and we had a very powerful vision about the fact that we would see in our lifetime a tree of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, like an oak tree in Isaiah 61 verse 3, that would be, we would see it being planted in New Zealand. And this tree of righteousness would grow so big and so healthy and bear so much fruit that the tentacles of the enemy that had tried to stifle and were clinging on to the islands of New Zealand like an octopus would slip off, because the church was getting stronger, because the bride was being prepared. And this is a season where God is restoring and recalibrating and bringing reformation to his bride, and we've been equipped and empowered. And yes, Lynn, it's not always pretty, and discernment is key, but he's growing us up and we're becoming big people. And I just love that God is doing this. And so let me just share one or two things that are on my heart for right now. We have a mandate. It's much more powerful than the mandate that's out there that is telling us and controlling us and stifling the way we live. We have a God-given kingdom mandate, and we know what it is. And we need to just get about doing that mandate. We need to go and do what God has called us to do. And we have a kingdom mandate. That's the same mandate through the whole of New Zealand and the world. And then you and I have church mandates. We need to know what God has called us. What is our assignment? And then I have an individual mandate. And I shouldn't be held back or intimidated. But I need to start stepping fully into my mandate. And I believe God is releasing us into our mandates at this time. I saw God, our Heavenly Father, with a quiver of arrows, being you and I. And I saw him lovingly pick up these arrows. And he was sending them out, as it were, as arrows of deliverance to hit the enemy and take him out. And I saw that he trusted you and I, and he was picking us up, and he was sending us out, our assignment, our mandates. But what I saw was that deliverance wasn't going to be done as it was in the past. This was about destiny, about this nation's destiny, this city's destiny, our church's destiny, you and I, our destiny, the sons and daughters of the Most High God, our destiny. And I saw these assignments as he was sending us out were not chronological, because this is the time. This is God's appointed time. This is God's Kairos moment. This is our setup time. These weren't chronological moments. These were like, you know, they were coming in waves and Some lasted a day, some a week, some a month, some a year. But God was saying, because the Spirit of God is behind that arrow, as it were, as it was sent out, it's going to take out the enemy. God is releasing us. Not because, yes, people are going to be delivered, but they're going to be delivered when they find their destiny. When we as New Zealanders know the destiny of this land. And as we speak destiny into other people, I feel that a sub-theme here has been hope. You know, we are hope releasers. And as we speak hope into individuals' lives, they're going to get to know who they really are and know their destiny. And we're going to defeat the enemy by what's coming out of our mouths. And just in closing, because my time is up, because I agree with everything else that has been spoken about keeping our focus on Jesus, it's critical. I do want to say worship is our stake. Worship is our stake. He's calling us to be a people who look full in his wonderful face. And these things of earth will grow strangely dim as we turn and face Jesus. Because Mark 1 verse 5 says it's our appointed time. It's our appointed time. We need to repent, turn away, focus on Jesus. Focus on Jesus and then experience his kingdom. Amen.
Thank you, Colleen. All right, now we're going to wrap up with Lindley. You're good to go. That's great. Lindley Allen and her husband Stuart are apostolic leaders, Catch the Fire churches, and you cover the whole Oceania area, don't you? And what an honor it is to have you both with us, and Lindley, to be able to hear from you now, hear the word that you brought yesterday to the prophetic council. We just so value your input, and thank you so much for being here, both of you. Thank you for being here with us.
It's an honor to be here, and I'm really, really stoked that my husband's here as well. So, yeah, we're going to have some fun today, and I'm speaking tonight also, so it's just a privilege to be here. I want to honor what the prophets have brought already and will continue to bring throughout the weekend. What we found yesterday as the prophets actually gather was an incredible unity amongst us, and we had new voices speaking into the council, and it just brought an incredible diversity and richness to the overall feeling of what God is saying in this time to this nation, but also what he's saying in the time and season of where we are in history. And today I'm just going to bring a couple of things that I bought yesterday, and then tonight I'm going to release more word of the Lord. But I just want to agree that we are in unprecedented times. And, you know, we also need to be praying for our brothers and sisters in the Ukraine who have just been invaded. And, you know, keep them in your prayers, because how terrifying must it be to have the bear bomb your city and your nation. And so in a time of war, we are all in a time of war. They are actually in a time of war. But in a spiritual sense, the nations are in a time of war. And the body of Christ must be unified in this time to walk in the opposite spirit of what is being released upon the earth. And I just want to start today with a dream that I had before Christmas. And I was in a dream, and I was standing before a well-known prophet out of the UK. And when a prophet dreams of prophesying to a prophet, it's about something that is happening not just to that nation, but also something that's happening globally. It is a call to the prophets of those nations. So anyway, so I'm standing before the prophet in my dream, and I'm prophesying to this prophet, revival is coming to the United Kingdom. Revival is coming to the United Kingdom. And I declared that they were prepared and ready to receive a move of God. So there are two things that are important about that. Number one, I believe the United Kingdom, that that area of the world is ready and prepared for a move of God. But it's also a message for all of us. It's a play on words. Revival is coming to a kingdom that is united. Revival and blessing and outpouring and a manifestation of the kingdom comes when a kingdom is united. A kingdom that is divided will not stand. And that's what we're seeing in this nation. But God's kingdom is unshakable, and it is a kingdom that will withstand anything that comes against it. And so that is the kingdom that you and I are part of. That is the kingdom that you and I are in spiritually, which should bring huge strength to us. Because regardless of what's happening in the natural around us, we belong in a different place. And so the earth has really wrestled in the last couple of years through this pandemic with a demonic assignment of division and a strong man of destruction. And one of the consequences of this for the church is a war against unity and love. We are in a war against unity and love, which is flying straight in the face of what Jesus came for, which is to bring unity and love to a broken world. I love what Jill was prophesying. So our nation is really at this point. So New Zealand is destined to walk in its calling with one another, turning to one another in love and unity. And we are called to stand and unite and walk in the opposite spirit of what is coming against us as a nation. But that's hard because we're dealing with people that are human and annoying at times. Let's just put it out on the table. We are in the refiner's fire. You know, my husband and I lead Catch the Fire, and our favourite subject is to preach on the fire of zeal and to release the fire of the Holy Spirit to, you know, anyone that we encounter. And yet we also have to realise that in Scripture there are times when the refiner's fire comes. And this is one of those times. And we can't ignore it. We just have to face it and embrace it and learn and grow and mature. The refiner's fire, I'm preaching now, not prophesying, but the refiner's fire is to mature you. Is to mature you. And it is awful. And it's ouchy. And it's scary because it's out of control. But the refining process just squeezes the impurities out of us. And the impurities that's coming out of the body of Christ, because it's God always starts with his people before. But we're caught in this division. We're caught in hate. We're caught in criticism. We're caught in judgment. And we must deal with our own hearts, as Lynn was saying, where division has happened on our inside, where we have agreed and partnered with the spirit of destruction and of division. And I know that through this process, I have thought things that I wouldn't allow my mouth to say, but my heart has thought them, and that needs to go. The refiner's fire, no one escapes. Why has the Lord got us in this fire? Because he wants a pure bride for the era ahead. He wants a bride of no compromise, and it starts with, can you love one another? Can we turn and face one another with a purity of heart and really honor who the person is and who the organization is across the table from us, with seeing them and knowing them in their Christ-like state, not in necessarily what their behavior is, seeing by the Spirit of God, not necessarily by their human behavior. And I don't know about you, but I have been tested a lot in the last 2 years. Give me a nod if that applies to you. And some of the things that have come up have been ugly in my heart. But I know God enough to know that his core nature is love. And so that is a loving thing for me to go through, because I am being refined into someone who has the capacity to love more when that stuff is gone. And so the world will know us by our love for one another. The church, we have to sort out first. We have to allow the refiner's fire. I'm prophesying today that even though there is all the gates of hell seem to be coming raging in our face, the kingdom of God is advancing and his people are being refined. And we are going to come out as gold, and we are going to come out with a greater capacity to love in the purity of God's love for one another. And as a nation, as we turn, you know, one race to another, and instead of being segregated in our corners of, you know, oh, the Asians are over there and the Indians are over there and the Maori are over there and the Pakeha are over there, and, you know, we have to just eradicate that from our consciousness, and we have to turn race to race and love one another and love our differences. And in my frustration, I said to the Father, I've got to have a visual picture of what actual biblical unity looks like, because I'm really back to being confused after being, you know, in ministry for 25 years. I don't know what it is anymore. Because look at my church and look at my congregation and look at the congregations that are, you know, they're fighting. We're fighting one another, and it's just, this is ridiculous. And he gave me a beautiful picture of this big jigsaw puzzle. And each of the jigsaw puzzles represent you and me. And each shape is its own individual shape, but yet we fit. We have got to find ways to fit together and still have our own identity. Holy Spirit, move upon our hearts, and we once again, we return to the face of God, hearts wide open, and say, God, search me and know me and see if there's any wicked way in me, any blackness that is blocking the full capacity to be able to love. And get honest. We can't pretend that things are going okay. One and a half minutes. This is what happened to me yesterday. I'm just going to, I don't know, I just feel a response maybe is needed in our own hearts. Maybe you're watching this online, in the tent, in the lounge. Take a moment and just reflect upon this word of unity and the purpose of the fire, and have a look at the soil of your own heart and allow the Lord to pull some weeds. and allow the tilling of the soil. Whoa, ho, ho, ho. The tilling of the soil again. And I'll release some more tonight. Jesus, we want to come out of this time having fully maximized our opportunity to be transformed. So I release the transforming presence of the Holy Spirit into every heart and mind that is watching and hearing me speak today. I release the transforming work of the Holy Spirit to refine our minds and transform us and to renew us and to restore us back to our original capacity to love and trust and believe in the best of each other and to be able to see each other spirit to spirit, breath to breath, not just through the issues, and that we would see past the packaging, that we would see the heart of one who is all made in the image of God. And we would be able to link arms and look at each other with genuine love. Because we can't have infighting and division in the camp when the enemy is raging and coming towards us. We have to be unified, looking out towards what is coming, in order to take down the stronghold of division and destruction that has been let loose on this earth. Amen.